coming straight to Amy with some news in a second, but we must do poetry with David in Norwood if he's still there. David.
Hello.
I appreciate it, David. I know it must be, I can't imagine what it must be like hanging on because...
Oh, I was just listening to the show, though. It was
well, fine. Thank you very much indeed. I ran John Gaunt's show yesterday and I got straight through. So I'm not hanging on. No, they didn't. They called me back. But I can't imagine what it's like to hang on to talk to a radio station. I appreciate
no,
it. Now, especially when you're going to put your head in the noose and say, yeah, wrote
right,
some poetry
I
once.
11. I was 11.
Very good.
Okay, and there was this girl I had a crush on. I'm a Battersea. I grew up in Battersea.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this girl, but I'd seen her around, and so I tried to write some poetry to express how I felt about her.
Oh, I can't wait. I've actually got all nervous for it, yeah.
So but the problem was that I didn't know her, but the only thing I did know about her was that she went to a local school, and she lived in this particular tower block. I don't know if you know Totteridge House in Battersea, but anyway, it's the tower block behind the Chapel Pub.
Okay.
And so I wrote a poem about the pub, sorry, about the tower block that she lived in.
Now, do you have the scrap of paper written on it?
No,
you just remember it exactly.
I'm nearly 40 and I can still remember it.
I'm 44 and I fessed up my war poem I wrote when I was 12 at school. And I must say, you think, oh, you must have been insufferable. But I'm not repeating it, I did that at 6 o'clock. Now then, here we go.
It helps if it rhymes. Here we go.
Here we go.
It's like a giant sized brick. It's got a lift that is quick. And the floors there be is 23. It's, you've got to remember, this is...
I promise you we're just treating these all on their merits, and I already like, and the floors there be. What are you...
It's poetry.
Unless in a minute you're going to say, belay your swabs.
It's of rectangular shape. When you see it, you will gape. At its enormous size, it is an architect's prize. In the middle is a lift, which is a useful gift to someone unawares that the building has stairs.
That's actually quite good. That's
from
actually
the
quite
top,
good.
Look at the town. It is a long way down. I think a house would be a better home for me.
Now it's rotten again. Very good.
I didn't actually give it to her at the end.
Yeah, but
it,
you haven't mentioned her at all. All you've written about is the tower.
You're aware of a
weak
word.
Who's
to say she isn't? How do you know he hasn't mentioned her? Who's to say she isn't? The lifts. It became her. She embodied the very brickwork of the building.
Yeah, all right, then.
All right, so here we go. We want it again, David, and this time I'll give you some suitable backing for it. We want it again.
Okay?
This is what he wrote. It's 11-year-old poetry, and believe me, radio doesn't get any better than 11-year-old poetry. Here we go. And we could.
It's like a giant-sized brick in the middle of the lift. Oh, sorry. It's like a giant-sized brick. Oh no, it's gone. Dang.
Oh, no. We've got it.
It's gone.
No, it's kind of gone. We kind of exercised
right.
it. I'd hate
right.
to think that a nitwit little phone in here has exercised a thing as beautiful as this. You know, the works of Shakespeare have survived for 500 years. Surely we can't have got rid of this. Here we go again. Off it went. Right.
It's like a giant-sized brick. It's gone, Danny.
Oh, you know,
it's
maybe
gone.
That's a good thing. That's it.
It's gone, Danny. It's gone. I've known this poem all my life and I can't...
David, what it is, you know that little woman in Poltergeist who goes, this house is now clean. That's
no,
what
Danny,
we've done for you.
You know what it is?
What?
It's because I'm parked by the road and these juggernaut lorries are very, very close.